Yeah, talking of live and local, this bloke is still alive and he is very, very local. And I must admit, in a serious moment here, that when I had the opportunity to come into this radio station and start work here, I was very, very honoured to take over the seat of the great Bruce Lees. Hey, Bruce.
Is this Robbo talking?
It is.
All those terrible things you've said about me, that's the first nice thing you've ever said.
Mate, that is straight from the heart of my bottom. Oh, no, sorry, the bottom of my heart. You know the funny coincidence, though, Bruce, that we both know, but the listening public may not, is that we actually both trained with the same bloke in Adelaide to get into radio.
Vaughan Harvey.
Yep, the great Vaughan Harvey. God rest his soul. So there you go.
Or should I say, Vaughan Harvey.
Yes, Vaughan had, he had a big, big voice. Anyway, how have you been, mate?
I've been good and enjoying retirement, listening to you on the radio and being very critical, but unfortunately I can't find too many errors. You're pretty good.
Oh, thanks, mate. Well, you know.
You've filled the seat well.
Well, it is a pleasure to have done so, that's for sure. Now, the last time I think really we sort of caught up was at a blues gig. I'm just trying to think of the name of the band. I've got their CD. Uh-huh.
Could have been any number.
Yeah, I can't think of it now. But, you know, that's ideally the way that we love to watch music, sitting there live, a bevy, what have you. Unfortunately, not really able to do so at the moment, but the Bendigo Blues and Roots Festival people, and of whom you are one of the volunteers and organisers, they've done such a good job already at being so innovative with different ways of keeping everything going. And this weekend coming up, it's a big, big weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, instead of being the 10th annual Blues and Roots Music Festival, it's not. It's across the wires. It was earlier this year that the committee could see the writing on the wall that there was going to be no way that we were going to be able to have the crowds, and they are crowds, attending these music events right through Bendigo, over 40 venues. So what to do? Well, a couple of videos were done, streaming videos, which were seen by an extraordinary number of people, and so the thought was, well, let's have a streaming video music festival, and that's what Across the Wires is all about. It's on the weekend that the 10th festival would have been, and it's this weekend starting at 6 o'clock on Friday and going through starting at 10:30 on Saturday and starting at 10:30 on Sunday with over 65 performances, so it's quite an event.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and I was just looking through as well, the one beauty of it is some people who may not have been able to get here in the flesh can still perform. We're talking from Melbourne, Queenscliff, Ocean Grove, ACT, obviously Melbourne, Northern Territory, Japan, USA. I mean, this is fantastic.
It is, and some of the groups and performers, I've spoken to them, and without an exception, they're saying, oh, it is just great to be able to sit down and play, or stand up as the case may be, and play some music. It's been months, and they thought that the process of going online and streaming was a little strange, in as much as they're still doing the same performance, but there's a camera in front of them instead of a big crowd of people, but we're all going to be sitting at home, soaking it all up and making our comments along the way.
Yeah. Now, I just see that guy from Japan, Fuchin Gido. When I first read that, I thought it was just explaining how excellent he was going to be. But
well, it's a he and a she.
Oh, right, okay.
And I mean this in the nicest way, because I'm a great fan of them. It is a bizarre performance. She is on drums and playing a mouth-operated keyboard.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And he's on tuba.
Right. Tuba.
And there you go.
Okay. I often wonder about tuba, and I'll probably get into trouble for this, but, you know, it's all a part of the instrument, but at what point do people go, yep, I'm going to play and learn to play this thing that's huge, I have to stick it around my neck, and for my whole life I'm going to be going... Burp, 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 burp. Anyway, apologies.
Well, you should know how to do that without the instrument in your case.
Yeah, well, that's very true, too.
Can I mention the concert?
Yes, please.
The whole thing is going to be a festival, but the concert is still going to be held, as it has in past years, at the Alumbra Theatre. We've got a very good arrangement going with the City of Greater Bendigo. They're a major supporter of Across the Wires, the Bendigo Blues and Roots Music Festival. And the live concert will be from 8 o'clock on the Saturday night at the Alumbra Theatre. Obviously, we'll be sitting both in the lounge room of our homes and the theatre to watch it. But a particular artist there is Echuca's Benny Walker, This Way North from Yakatanda, and Wodonga's Dean Hatiani. I hope I've pronounced Dean's name right. But that is one of the highlights of what is going to be a huge event. There's too many people to run through as far as who you can pick and choose or just sitting down and watch the whole lot.
Yeah.
So the best idea is to go to the webpage.
I was going to say that. How do people become a part of it if they want to? Just go to the webpage and check it all out there?
Well, there's at least three ways. There's going to be a few web pages taking the feed, probably wrong terminology, but certainly the Bendigo Blues and Roots Music Festival web page has an Across the Wires area there, which indeed, even though it's a totally free concert, you can make contributions if you choose, because all of these artists are being paid to perform. That's the idea, yeah. Keep these people in business. That's what the festival's all about. Or you can go to YouTube. You'll find us there very easily on YouTube and, of course, Facebook. So plenty of ways to get involved with Across the Wires.
Terrific stuff. Bruce, lovely to chat. Thank you very much for that. Good luck with it on the weekend. Not that you'll need good luck. And look forward to talking again very soon.
Start 6 o'clock Friday.
Yeah, good on you, mate. Thanks. Yeah, all the very best. Bruce Lees, the great man himself, joining us on the wake-up call here at Gold Central Victoria on this Wednesday morning.